Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
My name is Nikki Seberini, with you until 3 o'clock. And just a reminder that, you know, if you miss part of the show, if ever you want to revisit past shows, just do visit the Hi FM website and you can catch those podcasts. And what an interesting conversation with Joe Fleming, and just talking about men's communities, interactions, getting together, and this great walk that is happening on the 20th of June. And so we move on. And I don't know about you. I mean, everyone is throwing AI around. I was terrified in the beginning, but I must say I've made quite good friends with Gemini. Gemini and I have become good friends every now and then. It's so interesting to hear people's different relationships that they have with AI. Some of them are very close relationships. And others a little bit nerve-wracking. And then, of course, there is the insecurity and the stress around AI taking people's jobs, and where that'll lead, and what that'll lead to. And it's always intrigued me how AI would fit into medicine and health, and what role it would play in terms of improving people's health, actual treatments. And so I'm really very excited to have Dr. Hlosukwazi Khumalo, who's a practitioner and a clinical chemist and health innovator, to talk about this, because I know that recently there were two world leading figures in South Africa talking about this. And we really want to unpack what AI powered microbiome science means for South Africa's chronic disease burden, because we live in an interesting country where the majority of people do not have access to private health care, we often talk about that. So Dr. Hlosukwazi Khumalo, welcome, and thank you so very much for joining us.
I'm so excited to join you, and I hope the listeners will enjoy our show.
Well, so do I. And you know, I've spent some time thinking about it, because we do this show, and I often think about certainly when we look at cancer and we look at early detection and we look at things like that, like how could AI step in and help with early detection? Right now, obviously, there's the incredible kind of tests that you can go for, but there are many people in rural areas who do not have access to it. And very often when you go for some of these scans and tests, it can be costly. And I often think about, you know, if you ever look at using AI correctly, what that could do within South Africa, and looking at the chronic disease burden at the moment. So I'm so interested, Dr. Khumalo, because here you've had this discussion, and I suppose the first question is, the merge between AI and health and medicine and treatment, do you see this as being able to change the face of medicine and treatment and health in South Africa? Will we get the benefits of that?
So I'll start and presage my talk by saying AI will never replace doctors, but I believe that doctors who use AI will replace doctors who don't use AI. Now, what is AI?
Wow.
If I could look at it from
that's amazing. What a statement.
I hope 10 years from now, your listeners will look back and say, well, maybe he was right. So let me try and figure a way to get our audience into this idea of what AI is. I know we all know what it is, but I see it as collective human intelligence. It's a global precipitation of the capacity of what we know to be shared and therefore be put and deployed to the different problems. So I used to, as a child, say, always remember that mathematics is not the problem. It is the solution. AI is not the problem. It's the solution. In a wheel and spokes type of analogy, where you take a bicycle, you look at the wheel, all those different spokes coming onto the hub, I want you to think of them as different elements around health, problems of health. What AI does is precipitates and crystallizes all those problems into an answer. So AI is the answer to the complexities, to the questions we'll ever ask.
Wow. I think everyone has to, well, it is going to be recorded. It is, and listen back. So it crystallizes the problems and kind of spits out the answers.
Correct. So let's talk about the element you spoke about. And you say, how could people in the far-flung areas at the outskirts of Behind Beyond, how are they going to benefit from AI? I can say, give an example, not by microbiome, just a simple one. You can take an X-ray, a radiology image. Now, AI has the capacity to learn without limitation. It can actually now be taught to look at those images where a person can take an X-ray, it looks at the picture and predicts what the problem is with a 90% accuracy. And because of that, what I believe is that at the gate of all healthcare units, AI must be deployed. And I believe that AI is not the enemy. People mustn't be afraid of AI. I think used with good stewardship, AI is the answer to the problems we've been waiting for to be answered in the healthcare system. Now, when you talk about the microbiome again, you're talking about 100 trillion different bacteria. How would you make sense out of 100 trillion bacteria? You can only do it using that wheel and spokes issue, that AI sits at the center. You ask the different varieties of the bacteria that are there. It is able to ask those questions, crystallize them into an answer, and you can get an answer out of that. I was answering the question of AI. I haven't started.
Wow. Okay. So you're talking to someone who knows very little, and we're going to try and extrapolate everything that you've said and find examples that people can relate to. So let's look at the microbiomes. You spoke about 100 trillions of bacteria. Is the microbiome, these bacteria, just found in the gut? And are these good? Are microbiomes all good? And what role is AI playing? You're saying it's kind of getting all that information, but maybe if you can just dumb it down so we could get an idea of how we, listening right now, could benefit from that.
Awesome. So let me use the analogy of the alphabet. So we know you can go A, B, C, D up to Z. I want us to imagine that the alphabet from A to Z are the different varieties or species of bacteria that must inhabit your gut. If you've got a complete alphabet, you can make a lot of words. And then let us imagine that you take away the vowel O and I. Now, all of a sudden, you can't make the word love. You can't make the word live. So if you look at the microbiome, it is a full repertoire of the different types of bacteria that must stay in your gut. They are good for you. They enable you to make words. But those words are different chemicals that go into your body to help you to be okay, that prevent diseases, that actually create vitamin B12, phenols, short-chain fatty acids, all those different things. The important point is, if your alphabet is missing a few, you now are limited in the articulation biochemically of the things that your body needs. That's in a nutshell what the microbiome is, the gut type of bacteria, the ones we need.
Okay. And we know, we hear, everyone's talking about the importance of gut health, good gut health, and that if you're missing these alphabet, these letters, these vowels and these different letters, then the microbiome is, maybe I'm using the incorrect word, is slightly compromised. And yes, there's something like 100 health conditions that can come about because of that. So maybe we can expand on that, Doctor. And then again, we're going to come back to how is AI going to help with this. So let's first expand on the importance of good gut health and what can happen if our gut health isn't up to scratch.
Awesome. So let us look at the elements that actually comprise the gut health, good gut health. You need prebiotics, you need probiotics, and we need postbiotics. Now, I will go back down to your request to make it simple. If you had a botanical garden, you would have a fertilizer. The fertilizer is a prebiotic. And then the plant varieties in your botanical garden would be your probiotics, the actual bacteria that work in your gut. And then the postbiotics would be the fruit that your variety of plants in the botanical garden produces. So you've got the pre, the pro, and the postbiotics. Now, in the postbiotics, there are many different chemicals. I'll use only one. Let's say short-chain fatty acids. Those are very important in enabling the body to function in a variety of ways. What the gut health that we're working on now using AI is doing, it is looking through your gut. You take a stool sample. It is actually examined at our laboratories, and they are able to tell what is the total repertoire or number of variety and diversity of the different bacteria in your gut. And then we then look at algorithms that determine, A, this one is good health, this person is healthy. And then you look at B, this person has got diabetes. We then look and say, what are the signatures that lead us to the diabetes diagnosis? What are the signatures that lead us to a person who actually has mental health problems? By using those, we're able to go to the postbiotics and go further than that and use what they call smart nutraceuticals. These are smart supplements that you can actually take, and they will help to improve the prebiotic element, the fertilizer, and they will also produce chemicals that enhance not just the number of the bacteria you have, but also the diversity by actually promoting the bacteria to grow so that the signature of a person with diabetes is changed to the signature of a person who does not have diabetes. So in other words, we are using AI and its capacity to actually simplify complexity to answer the question, how can we change the gut microbiome of a person who's got diabetes type 2 to look like that of a person who does not have diabetes type 2 by using these smart nutraceuticals? I spoke for a long time.
Dr. Kumala, this is incredible. First of all, I want to thank you for breaking it down so simply. You are so talented when it comes to just making it understandable. I'm sure that the audience is loving it as much as I am. So thank you for that. And this is so fascinating because you're saying that if someone has type 2 diabetes and you take the stool sample, and you put it through AI, however that looks, whatever that looks like, and they can look at the signature that creates, and, you know, breaking up into, as you said, the fertilizer and the plant and then the food that is a result of the plant, that by being so specific, taking all the information that's there and finding the solution, because that's what you said, right? AI is about finding a solution to all of those problems. That in fact, if you start to change those, the signature within the microbiomes, that can be a way of positively affecting these chronic diseases. One example being type 2 diabetes. Is that what you're saying? So we're going all the way to the gut to look at things like type 2 diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, even Alzheimer's and depression.
Correct. I think you understood very well. If you were in my class, I would have given you an A. Totally understood. And I think I could add something that says, if you look at the gut, one of the most amazing things about the gut, I give this analogy all the time, The gut is like Lesotho, the country of Lesotho. It is a country that is outside the country, but it's inside the country. So when you eat food, you would think that that food has gone into your body. It hasn't. It is still outside the body. So the gut is like a bioreactor. It is like a septic tank. It is able to then create the different types of signatures of chemicals in the postbiotics that are able to, one, keep the borders of the gut closed so that the elements inside the gut do not get into the blood. Now, if you get poor postbiotics because your prebiotics don't exist and your probiotics are not okay, your gut becomes leaky. In other words, it does not protect you from the external elements, and therefore you flare up. Inflammation is the mother of all disease. It is the typical signature of any disease. So when you get a leaky gut, I'll tell you what happens. You raise up your inflammation. When you raise inflammation, you also raise another boundary between the brain and the body called the blood-brain barrier. With high inflammation, that blood-brain barrier becomes leaky too. So a leaky gut leads to a leaky blood-brain barrier. Then you get foggy, you get tired. Now you don't know whether you've got burnout, whether you've got depression, whether you've got anxiety. You cannot tell those things. But when you look at it, it traces all the way down to the gut, that leaky gut. But the leaky gut is leaky precisely because we forgot to take care of the pre, the pro, and the postbiotic signatures.
Just incredible, really. I mean, Dr. Kumalo, this, taking the stool sample, because I mean, we're talking about it being the origin of everything. Having good gut health is having a healthy body, right? I mean, this is what you're saying. Look at the effect that it can have when it's not, and this leaky gut. And I suppose with so many different illnesses or symptoms, it could be so many other things, but to be able to get such a clear reading from AI. So is this something that you're hoping to happen in the future, or is this currently happening, and is it available in South Africa? Can people send their stool samples and can they get this information right now?
So AI is one of the most amazing elements. It's democratized healthcare. It is available in South Africa right here in Pretoria. It is done by our own. And we understand that the power of collaborative care globally is that our own populations here have a specific signature. We have a specific diet that we take. So when one actually looks, there are many different laboratories in our own market, but one of them is called NBiosis, which is in Pretoria. When you Google NBiosis, you can always look at the details. But what they do, you are then able to get a courier. They send a sample to you, and you then get your results. They put up an app that can allow you to look at your results. You can share them with your practitioner. But the most important thing to me is that these gut microbiota are actually being done and sequenced right here in South Africa. And the more information we know, and the more the variety of different signatures from different population groups we get, the better we can actually use AI. It is already happening. You look at a disease called dry eye syndrome. It's kind of like an autoimmune type of an inflammatory type condition. When the gut microbiota is changed through what they call NBiosis 2.0. They use smart nutraceuticals, food grade. This is not medication. This is food grade elements. It actually enables a person now to actually get the tear ducts to work, the gland and the ducts to work well, and now you can see. Now, dry eye syndrome is very complicated because it actually causes you to end up with problems with the eye, or they call it corneal keratitis. But the important thing is that, yes, to your question, it's here. It's now. We are expanding its capacity and deployment to actually mitigate a slew of diseases. No one claims that it is a cure. What we say is that it's actually an exciting frontier that allows us to take care of more people using their food, using less expensive elements that we actually take care of in the health system.
It's really very exciting, Dr. Kumalo. I mean, you know, to have access to this information, as you say. I mean, who would have thought dry eye could be linked to issues within the gut? I mean, amazing. And I'm sure everyone's got a million questions. And, you know, we started off and you said AI is finding a solution to a problem, and AI is not going to replace doctors. But and doctors who don't use AI will be replaced by doctors. I don't know. I've just confused myself. Doctors who don't use AI will be replaced by doctors who do.
No, actually, if you were a student, you would have gotten an A. Say absolutely that AI won't replace doctors. But doctors who use AI will replace doctors who don't use AI. Yeah, absolutely correct.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Kamala, I can hear that you are a teacher. You've taught me so much and you've taught our audience so much and very important information. So I'm sure that some of our listeners are going to be conversing with their GPs or their specialists and talking about, you know, looking at this kind of opportunity. But I really want to thank you for your time, for your expert explanation. It has been so interesting and we really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I also want to actually end up by saying in a Davidian way, what is man that thou art mindful of him, mortal man that thou carest for him. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Kamala. Wow. I love, I love when I can so understand and follow it. And it's just absolutely brilliant. I'm sure you found it as fascinating as I did. So we've come to the end of the show. I have so enjoyed being in your company. And I hope you've enjoyed it too. If you want to revisit it, the podcast will be on the Chai FM website from tomorrow. From me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.